This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Bills are 3.5-point favorites on the road at New England. Here I want to see New England run the football just nonstop in this. That was one of the most incredible games. I mean, people still reference it, right? I know it was, wasn't that long ago, but...
It was a Belichick masterpiece.
It was an absolute Belichick mind F to the Bills. Because they've had their number for years anyway.
Yep.
And this was the, oh yeah. So I know that you're now the team to beat in the division. I know you have Super Bowl aspirations, huh? But watch what I'm about to do. Run it down your throat 157 times.
Imagine taking like Mac Jones over passing yards that night. And just knowing like two drives into the game that you were just absolutely done for. You had no chance.
I mean, was it two total throws that he had?
I think so.
Two or three,
something like that.
I mean, it was like watching Navy play football.
It
ran the wishbone the whole time.
It was, but that's what makes Bill great. He doesn't care. He just does what it takes to win. That night, he knew. He was going to run the ball until the Bills stopped it, and they didn't stop it enough. His defense played great. They got the win. Tomorrow's weather, probably not going to be that. I like the Bills, Nick. You know, when these two teams matched up in the AFC wildcard game last year, even when they met in the regular season game in Foxborough, Bills didn't punt in either of those games. Belichick's defenses he's had these last couple years really have trouble stopping dynamic quarterbacks. He obviously is such a good X's and O's coach. He has them so prepared schematically. But, Nick, you know the saying, right? Like, sometimes I just prefer the Jimmy and Joes to the X's and O's. And right now, the Patriots' Joes are not as good as the Bills' Jimmies. And Josh Allen is as good as it gets, man.
You sounded dirty there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Careful the way you phrase things here.
Might have to be careful. But Josh Allen, man, he is something else. The way that guy can beat you, obviously with his arm, but with his legs as well. 42.5 is his rushing yards tomorrow. Absolutely love that. Belichick is going to take away Diggs, or at least try to. We know that. He always takes away your number one option. He's going to have a spy on Josh Allen. He's going to try and limit him with his rushing yards, but I don't think he's going to. I love Josh Allen's rushing yards tomorrow, over 42.5 rushing yards. I also like Josh not to throw an interception tomorrow, and that is actually plus money at plus 110. Because there has been such a narrative around him struggling in the red zone, him just struggling in general, turning the ball over. Now you're getting plus money on Josh Allen not to throw an interception. I'm not overthinking this one. Big game, divisional opponent. He knows he has to take care of the football. He absolutely owns the Patriots. Again, the Bills have not punted against the Patriots in the last two meetings. I like Josh not to throw an interception tomorrow as well, plus 110. So I'm big on Josh Allen tomorrow. I think he does it with his legs. I think he takes care of the football. Those are the couple of props that I'm looking at for tomorrow.
I'm right there with you in everything Josh Allen. Really, it's not like you're going out on a limb,
no,
right?
No, I am not.
It's not. But like a Josh Allen touchdown, take the Josh Allen touchdown prop. I think that's he easily can run one. And we know how important he is to that offense. And we know they don't run the ball enough with Devin Singletary. They throw it so much that the ball is just always in Josh Allen's hands. and you know that there's an opportunity for him to scramble and make plays and get in the end zone. It's almost like a Luka Doncic triple-double and a Josh Allen touchdown. You're good on both. There's value in both of those. The Bills are the better team. And you said something I think is a really good point, because sometimes you get caught up too much in looking at trends, right? Looking at specific deep trends. Oh, and you can talk yourself out of just making the simple, smart, right on the surface play. And that's who's the better team. The Bills are the better team.
What, 100%?
My only concern is the struggles we've seen from them a little bit over the last couple of weeks. That's why I said, like, earlier in the show, I was at least considering the option of the Patriots covering in this, but they're one-dimensional. They don't have the firepower that if they're down early, Mac Jones is not throwing you back into this game.
Correct.
It's going to be the Bills piling it on, and they won't sit there and run the football 30 times after that if they've got a 2-touchdown lead. They're going to keep throwing, and they're going to send Stephon Diggs down the field over and over and over again to make you pay. And remember, this also tends to get a little personal, too. Keep that in the back of your mind. McDermott wants to make a point, and this Bills team wants to beat the Patriots. They want to beat the Chiefs, but think about it. They've spent years looking up at the Patriots in the standings.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're the big brother. Now they're the team to beat in the division. I'm telling you what, man, I think this is going to be one of those games where the Bills can go out. If they can get a lead early, they're going to try to step on the throats of the Patriots
completely
and make
agree.
It miserable for
oh,
them.
Oh, yeah.
But they've got to be up early. That's the thing. If you keep the Patriots hanging in this game, that's when Bill Belichick is going to get smart, and he's going to start messing with you. He's going to start mind-effing you with however he runs the football, however many times this time around.
You know, the Ravens played the Patriots in week 3, and one of the Patriots reporters asked Bill Belichick, they were like, they asked something about like Lamar and his contract, and Bill said something to the tune of, oh, like, his value, like, you're going to see how much he gets paid in his new contract. Almost saying, like, Bill knows, like, how special Lamar is, and, like, he knew his defense was going to have a tough time stopping him. They gave up 33 points to Justin Fields and the Bears. They gave up 37 to Lamar and the Ravens. Like, Josh Allen and the Bills, man, I just think this Patriots defense is going to have a tough time stopping him. We talked about the Seahawks earlier in Fraud Alert. And, like, where's the good win with the Seahawks? Nick, the Patriots have 6 wins this year. 2 of them are against the Jets, which are by far their best wins. But, of course, it's Belichick versus Zach Wilson. The other wins, Pittsburgh, Detroit, Cleveland, and Indianapolis with Sam Ehlinger. What's now all of a sudden they're 3.5-point dogs against the Bills. And, again, can they cover the spread and not win the game? Of course, they could lose by 2, 3, whatever it is. But I like the Bills.
Closing in on that key number, too, though.
Yeah.
You're getting right on the edge there.
You are.
And that damn hook.
I hope it keeps dropping. Give me a 3 with the Bills. I'll take it, absolutely. I really like Buffalo tomorrow. I think it's a tough matchup. The Patriots are not built to stop the Bills. They're just not. And I think Buffalo's offense, you got to, of course, wait for the weather tomorrow. Make sure, like, there aren't any crazy winds or anything like that.
40-mile-an-hour winds will change everything.
Everything
we've said here, you're changing the entire narrative.
Then forget absolutely everything I said. But if it's, if it's just cold and there's just, like, 10-mile-per-hour winds, I like Buffalo quite a bit.
You know, I'm thinking, too, because we're still trying to figure out, and I guess we'll probably get an answer soon, where Odell Beckham Jr. signs.
Mm.
If he signs with the Bills in that offense, I mean, that puts that, because think about it. I mean, they've still got to compete right now, obviously, with Miami to a point, right?
Sure.
Like,
oh, yeah.
And then what they've got going on offensively. That probably makes the most sense. My gut tells me he's going to go to Dallas.
I agree.
That's a bigger market. It's warmer, so I'm sure he'll like that. He's not going to have to play in the snow. But, man, if the Bills could pair Stephon Diggs, Gabe Davis, and Odell Beckham Jr. together. Odell's your 3. You know, he hasn't played in a year, torn ACL.
Right, just stick him in the
slot. Just stick him in the
slot. Yeah.
I mean, Josh Allen's going to put up 500 yards a game if he's got that.
It's scary to think about. It is. Yeah, I agree. I think Odell ends up going to Cowboys, but man, him in Buffalo with Gabe Davis and Diggs and Knox and obviously Josh Allen.
Yeah, I didn't even bring up Knox. Knox is another. I mean, there's just so many weapons on that team. That's also why they don't run the football much, right? Like,
yeah.
Devin Singletary is a good back, but they just,
Like, why would you run? It's like the
you don't
Chiefs.
Need to.
Like, it's almost like they kind of run just to run. Like, we all just know, like,
you're just doing
you
it to
really
set up
just
throw.
Want to pass every yeah. play. You just kind of run and just to run.
You just get bored. You're like, let's yeah, just right. let's just throw something different.
Know,
let's
we're
slow
paying
things
these
down.
Guys. The offensive line wants to block some dudes. Like, it's fine.
Give them something different.
Give them something different. I also like Bills first quarter tomorrow, -0.5, +105. You talked about the importance of a fast start. I think they realize that as well. They know if they get up on New England, they just don't have the firepower to come back. And Buffalo knows that. So I think the importance of a fast start is going to be huge. I like the Bills in that first quarter. Lay the half. So as long as they're winning and the game's not tied at the end of the first quarter, you're cashing your ticket. I like it quite a bit. I think this is going to be like a 10-0 game, 10-3 game at the end of the first quarter, maybe 7-3 game at the end of the first quarter. So I like the Bills in the first quarter.
You know, a thing to keep in mind, though, no Von Miller for the Bills.
Yes.
8 sacks in 11 games. They're 11th in sacks per game in the NFL right now, about 2.7 a game.
Mm-hmm.
They can get after the quarterback, but it's a lot of it's because of Von Miller.
No question.
So now the question becomes, who fills that void, if at all, or do you now lose some of that dynamic from that defense, even if it's just 1 week? Because he went on his podcast and said he expects to be back, hopefully, by the Jets game, which is next week. But every player always expects to be back faster than where they are.
Yes.
So the question is, even just in it's less important in this game because it's not like you have a really mobile quarterback in Mac Jones. And they're going to, you know, New England's going to run the football a ton. So you're not that concerned about the pass rush this time around. I mean, it'd be nice, but it's not a huge deal. But as the season goes on, if Von Miller still is out for a couple of weeks, longer than expected, whatever the case is, that's going to be a problem. But it's also something in this game that's still, that's a game plan and an aspect of their defense that they now don't have.
No question. And I almost think it could work in their favor for the first couple games in the sense that these teams have seen tape of Buffalo's defense with Vaughn in there. You can't replace a guy like that. So Leslie Frazier and the defense are going to have to get creative of a way to get pressure. But I think the matchup for this game, Nick, like, they don't really need Von Miller against the Patriots. Like, the Patriots are going to want to run the ball. So you're going to have your run stuffers in there. And, you know, having Vaughn against a guy like Burrow or Mahomes, like, that's when you need him. But against a guy like Mac Jones, like, he's obviously not the fleetest of foot. You can get pressure on him. And their focus is obviously going to be stopping the run because that's what New England's going to want to do.
I still think this Bills team, even despite everything that's happened, still the most talented team on both sides of the ball in the NFL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.